Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
reading from Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to share verse 11 and 12. 11 was last week's memorization Monday verse, and today Luke 2:12 will be today's memorization verse. But Luke 2:11, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:12, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday, May 3rd, 2021. And you might think, oh, those are kind of interesting verses. It's the beginning of May, and we're talking about the Christmas story. Listening friend, this is another one of those divine orchestrated appointments, because the special guest that'll be reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan happens to be the executive director of a pregnancy center. She's the executive director of the Woman's Care Clinic, has a heart for children, a heart for women, a heart for people that are in that quandary of deciding what to do during their pregnancy. And she's a resource. She's passionate about helping women. And in fact, on Thursday of this week, they're having a celebration for life gathering. So I'll formally introduce you to Bethany Hager in just a minute, but only God could have timed this whole situation for her to be here when we're going to be looking at Luke 2:12. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And so the backstory is Ross Brown, who works at a radio station in Danville, he's one of our singing men of GNN, which incidentally will be starting up a week from tonight, next Monday night at 7 p.m. here at the Great News Radio Center. Well, anyways, Ross Brown is in broadcasting, and every so often he'll send me a link or say, hey, somebody's in town, or have you interviewed this person before? Well, about 4 or 5 days ago, he said, Jonathan Evans, Tony Evans' son, is going to be in Danville at a special event. You might want to interview him. And so I followed up. I called the Woman's Care Clinic, who's putting on the Celebration of Life Banquet. It's going to be hosted at the Second Church there in Danville. And so I tracked down a staff worker there, and she said, well, let me get a hold of our executive director, Bethany, to give you more information. And then I always like to move forward on things. I said, I'll track down Jonathan Evans and see if maybe I can interview him when he's in or over the phone. And so we've arranged it for tomorrow. So he's going to be on Testimony Tuesday, and he is pumped to come share. He said, Mark, I am so totally pro-life. I'm so excited to share at the Woman's Care Clinic, and I hope you can join me. So Holly and I already got our tickets. So I hope to see many of you this Thursday. But Bethany Hager, she's their executive director, and we're just getting to meet. Thank you, Bethany, for driving in and being a part of the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And I just said, give me a 1-minute overview of your life. And she said, well, Mark, I've been all over. I grew up in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. My parents were missionaries in Australia.
That's right.
So you were in the outback country.
Fair dinkum, yeah.
Okay. And I believe you had college in South Carolina and then law school in New York. So give a little introduction yourself about how God brought you to this area. And certainly there will probably have to be some kind of shout out for Andrew and your 4 children, right?
That's
your
right.
Mother of 4 children. You're the executive director of the Women's Care Clinic, which is a part of Help Ministries, Inc. And I think because of the expansion you're going to be doing in the coming days, mm-hmm. most people know the Woman's Care Clinic, but Help Ministries, Inc. is going to have a broader outreach doing some other things. So mm-hmm. you can talk a little bit about that, but welcome to the Memorization Monday edition of Mark and Friends. In a few minutes, we're going to do a reading out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, looking specifically at Luke 2:12. But in a few minutes, give us a little of your faith journey and then how God called called you to be the executive director of the Women's Care Clinic.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Mark. It's so good to be with you today. Kicking off May, I can't believe we're already this far in the year. And indeed, being called to ministry with the Women's Care Clinic is a little bit like that. How did I get here? I look around at my life and how God has used it and what he's done. And I think if I could sum it up in one sentence, it's when you surrender to God and tell him, you can do whatever you want with my life, he takes you seriously. Mm. But he also makes sure that in the journey of him doing what he will with you, that he's with you every step of the way. He certainly proved that to me. And he gives you exciting things and blessings all along the way and friends to share the journey with you. So ministry life is something I grew up with. My parents were missionaries as I was younger. My dad pastored a church in Australia, and ministry life was just something that we knew. We sang in church. I played the piano in church. I taught Sunday school when I was a preteen. Mm. I was teaching the young kids Sunday school class, helping in VBS as a teenager, any way that I could be a part of church life. It was fun for us, and so that's what we did. And when it was time to go to college, I knew that God wanted me to study the law. I believed that he was calling me to become a lawyer to help Christians and Christian organizations, churches and families to serve him, to protect their freedoms, to be able to stand up and be a light in this country. And so I wanted to go to law school to accomplish that. And so he allowed me to attend law school in New York. And when I graduated law school and I married Andrew, again, we were called to ministry. So we served in several churches in Pennsylvania and Northern Illinois, and then came to Danville, Illinois to help with a camp ministry. So church ministry, camp ministry, and legal ministry, all part of it. And all along the way, Mark, I always believed and considered myself to be pro-life. Hmm. I knew it was important to protect the lives of babies, of unborn babies, and to be there for moms and families. It started to hit home as I was having my own children. Mm. As you said, Andrew and I do have four children. When our first child, a daughter, was coming along, we had done everything right. We were married. We were in ministry. And when we announced our pregnancy, there was actually people who came up to us and said, "What were you thinking? Why are you doing this?" Mm. And that was shocking to me to have that attitude. But there were a few people who came alongside me and actually were kind of spiritual mothers to me to help me become a mother. And that mentoring, that support that I needed as a new mom was so important to help me learn how to be a mother to my baby. And then as each of my kids came along, there's a story with each one of them. Every child is different. Every baby coming along, it's a new adventure, a new journey. But each time along the way, it just started to hit home into my heart what it was like to be a mom of a new baby and how important it is for that community to come around and help new moms and babies. And I really had every advantage going for me, and that support was still important. So then God started working on my heart. What about single moms who don't have all the support and all the advantages that I have had? What are we doing for them? What am I, Bethany Hager, personally doing about my belief that supporting those moms is important? So he allowed me to, I call it, dip my toes into pro-life work. There was a part-time position available with Women's Care Clinic, and so I applied for that role as it was going to be alongside of my legal work and being a mom and, you know, everything else. I was just going to do a little bit with the pregnancy center. But now we joke on the team and with other pregnancy center workers, you come into pro-life work, and then pro-life work gets into you.
Now, how long ago did that start when you were part-time?
Sure. I was part-time in 2014.
Okay.
And that continued for about 2.5 years. And part-time just kind of gradually turned into full-time. Right. I was there and there and there. And then the role for the full-time director opened up in 2017. And in conversations with our board of directors, they invited me to take on the role of executive director. And by that time, it was just very clear that that's where God would have me to be.
Now, with Andrew being a pastor for many years, did that title of First Lady help? In the black churches, I have a lot of friends.
I love the First Lady,
they shower attention and praise on the First Lady. So whenever I see other First Ladies or pastors' wives, I say, oh, the Honorable First Lady.
The First Lady.
So Andrew pastored for a number of years, and what role does he have? Does he have a supportive role? Is he helping with the kids? What was he doing with his time?
Sure. So Andrew's role as a pastor was a youth pastor. Mm-hmm. So I got to be first lady of the youth group.
Okay.
And that, again, was both of our hearts with those kids, with teenagers. And so what he is able to do now is, yes, supporting role in the ministry.
Right,
we joke about our spouses being voluntold into the ministry.
Yeah.
If there's a building project that needs done or something in one of our events, we can call on them to come do that. And Andrew's always willing to help out with that. And yeah, on the home front, he actually prefers the cooking duties. And so he's taken on a lot of the kitchen stuff, meal planning and things like that for us. And we've been able to work out a good balance of the jobs there to make sure that the home front and our kids are loved and cared for while the ministry is cared for, too.
And isn't it like God to prepare the steps beforehand to have you involved in churches? Well, obviously with your parents being missionaries, involved in churches, playing the piano, teaching, growing, having your own children. And you and I talked about this off air. All Christians should be pro-life. The sanctity of life is a gift from God that God has initiated. God has breathed life into all existence. And so God is very pro-life. We should be very pro-life. Mm-hmm. But how he was preparing your heart to have this role as a part-timer and then full-time, now the executive director. So we're going to talk more about what's happening this Thursday and the special guest that you're inviting to come on Thursday, Jonathan Evans, who will be on Testimony Tuesday tomorrow. But let's do our reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. We're looking at Luke chapter 2, verse 12, which says, "This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And only God could have orchestrated to have you in on this verse. This is the 96th chapter. And I just delight in how he orchestrated it. He put it on Ross's heart to contact me, and then I contacted you, and you were available. Mm-hmm. So thanks for driving in from Danville.
Of course.
And let's see what Robert J. Morgan has to say. And a disclaimer is, Bethany had no idea she was going to be reading. She knew she was going to be part of Memorization Monday, but I kind of sprung on it. Oh, you're a special guest. You'll get to read today.
That's fine. All right, let's read. "The angels called it a sign. This will be a sign for you." In other words, they were telling the shepherds how to recognize the Savior. He would be wrapped tightly in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, probably in a cave. The likelihood of finding any baby lying in an animal's feeding bin was remote. So finding him just as the angels described him would be an indication that their message was true in its totality. According to the book, The New Manners and Customs of the Bible, the clothes in which Jesus was wrapped were commonly referred to as swaddling clothes because they were like bandages, tightly wrapped around a newborn child to hold his legs and arms still. This is still widely practiced in some countries, as I've seen myself on overseas trips, and three of my babies loved that little insert there. In some cultures, infants are wrapped up papoose style. I used to think it cruel until I recalled that a newborn infant was pretty tightly contained in the womb, too.
Yeah.
But there's something more here. It's impossible to think of these words of Luke 2:12 without remembering the burial of Christ, when he was again tightly swathed in white reams of cloth and laid to rest in a cave under the watchful eyes of angels. The parallels between his birth and his burial are remarkable. Swaddled in white strips, in a cave, resting, redemptive, his mother watching, angels hovering near. And he didn't stay in either cave very long. Bethlehem and Jerusalem are only about 5 miles apart, and the events were separated by only 33 years. But what mystery! Who can comprehend the Almighty lying in a manger, or the God of glory in a tomb? As Martin Luther said, "No other God have I but thee, born in a manger, died on a tree." Add verses 13 and 14 to your memory work, and you'll forever know the entire angelic carol as recorded in the Gospel of Luke. "Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors.'" Luke's gospel was written in Greek, but in the mid-300s, verse 14 was translated in Latin by St. Hilary of Poitiers, and the phrase Hilary created has become famous: "Gloria in excelsis Deo."
Yeah, a singing man. We love to sing that at Christmas
time. Yes, that's a good one. It became a widely used doxology in the Eastern Church, where early Byzantine monks reportedly used it as an exclamation of praise, not just at Christmas, but every morning. And why not? Every day we should say, "This is the day the Lord has made." Every morning we can truly proclaim, "Gloria in excelsis Deo," glory to God in the highest. And then we have a quote by Rob Morgan. "He looked into our globe and saw our grief. We look into his manger and see his answer." Rob Morgan.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you started reading and we're talking about the swaddling clothes, and I started thinking about pregnancy resource centers or your woman's care clinic, for that matter, how you have diapers, and that's one of the ways you can minister to women and help them on their journey, especially if they're choosing to keep the baby, and you get to nurture them and help them and counsel them and work with them. So you have a special event coming up in a few days on Thursday night. Tell us a little about the celebration of life and what you hope Jonathan Evans communicates to all of us that attend.
Sure. So every spring, Women's Care Clinic holds our spring fundraiser. Usually it's Banquet for Life. The format's a little different this year in the Celebration for Life. We're doing a pre-program appetizer hour, a program in the auditorium at Second Church at 7 o'clock, and then dessert reception at 8:30. And it just gives us a chance to bring everybody in. The springtime is suddenly we feel more alert and awake and ready to celebrate. So we look back over the past year at what God's done in the ministry, usually hearing from several moms that we've been able to help through the year about stories from them and their babies. Then we look ahead to what's coming in the ministry ahead. So this year is special because coming out of 2020 certainly was a difficult year for many people. And as we started to plan this event, what are we going to say at this year's Banquet for Life about what God did in the year? We sat down as a team and looked back over 2020 and just tried to list some what we called bright spots. What are some things to celebrate from the year? And to our surprise, the list kept growing and growing and growing. And realizing what God did for the cause of life and for Women's Care Clinic and for Help Ministries, which is the overarching umbrella ministry of Women's Care Clinic, He did so many great things in 2020 that all we could do is say glory to God in the highest and then celebrate what he's doing. So that's why the theme became Celebration for Life, and we're using the phrase, "It's time to win." Because as we even look ahead into the ministry of how Help Ministries is going to expand beyond just that clinic work of pregnancy medical clinic into some new areas that we're going to talk about Thursday night at the event, we just began to feel like there is so much to celebrate and there is a chance for this community to have a win under its belt for the cause of life. So we're excited for that. And then we invited Jonathan Evans to come speak because he is an inspiring speaker. Your listeners are going to get to hear from him tomorrow morning. He's so energetic. He is very pro-life. His family speaks up for life and for things of the church and the kingdom causes. And they do it with such a message of hope that God's kingdom is coming and we get to be a part of it and we're bringing light into this part of the world. And so the whole evening on May 6th with Jonathan's message and stories from the Ministry of Women's Care Clinic and looking ahead into what Help Ministries is growing into, I feel like it's just going to be a victory march, a victory parade, a celebration.
Yeah, you and I talked about this off air and we appreciated Janet Parshall, how even though as dark as the time seemed to be, we as believers, as followers of Jesus, can stand firm and bold and be excited because there's a stark difference between, you know, the darkness and the light. And we can have hope. Even though Illinois isn't very pro-life seemingly, there are so many pro-life clinics like yourself and pro-life groups and gatherings that are doing a phenomenal job. And so it's a great time to rally everyone together, to get inspired, and to have hope because you and others are seeing a shift. If we keep praying it up, who knows how God will move forward in the coming days. And that's one thing the Women's Care Clinic wants to celebrate and emphasize is we are on the winning team. God is pro-life,
that's
so
right.
It is making advancements.
It is.
So if somebody is getting excited and they want to be a part of things, what number do they call? And I know there's limited in-person seating because, you know, we're just a few days away from it. So if there's room, or how can they find out more information?
Sure. Yeah, the spots for in-person seating are filling up, but go ahead and give us a call at 217-431-0987. And if there's room on the list, we'll certainly get you in. And then we're also going to live stream it online, so you can get the information for that by emailing info@danvillewcc.org. info@danvillewcc.org.
That phone number is 217-431-0987. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast or you want to send it to a friend, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org, click on the Mark and Friends link, and you'll see Bethany's name and the Woman's Care Clinic, and you can send it on to a friend or listen to it again if you missed the front end of this program where we introduce Bethany and the great work she's doing as the executive director of the Woman's Care Clinic. You were talking earlier about some statistics with me and different things that might be helpful for people to know.
Yeah, I do think it's important, especially for those of us that live in Illinois, to know there's hope on the horizon. It doesn't feel like our state is very pro-life, but I've just learned this week that 2 years ago we knew the number of pregnancy clinics in the United States versus the number of abortion clinics. And that number was something like 2,000 pregnancy clinics and something like between 700 and 800 abortion clinics in the United States. Just last week I learned that the numbers have changed again pretty dramatically. So there's 2,100 pregnancy centers open across the United States, and the number of abortion clinics has now dropped to 450. Wow. And so there is more than four times the amount of pregnancy centers, pro-life pregnancy center works, than there is abortion clinics in our country. So yes, hope is there. The cause of life is winning.
And you can be a part of that cause for life, that celebration of life. It's time to win this Thursday by attending the Woman's Care Clinic Celebration for Life. You can call 217-431-0987. That's 217-431-0897. Well, Bethany, I'm so excited about the work you're doing in Danville through the Women's Care Clinic and Help Ministries, Inc. Keep us posted on the advancement, the progress, the expansion that you have. And I look forward to being a part of things on Thursday night. And Holly and I can't wait to meet other staff and then to hear Jonathan and others share their own experiences. So that's this Thursday, the Women's Care Clinic in Danville, Illinois. Find out more if there's still time for you to join them, either in person or online, by calling 217-431-0987. That's 217-431-0987. Well, thank you, Bethany,
for being
a part of the Monday's edition of Mark and Friends. And what a verse to land on today.
I love it.
As we work on a verse each and every week on Memorization Monday, Luke 2:12. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.